inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to a special edition of Racing Pulse and a special edition of Friday Form Focus with the Shark, who has made the trip to beautiful Ballarat. How are you, Shark?
Michael, I'm very well. Look, just in the break there, I just got off the phone with Rachel Griffiths, and I think I'm going to drop a little spoiler here. I can announce officially that I will be playing you in the upcoming Ride Like a Girl movie.
Is it me as 50?
Yeah. Look, I'm going to have to put on a few kilos and grow some extra hair, but I've got the role, which is great. And, of course, the beauty of that is I can react that beautiful, passionate kiss that you had with your lovely wife, Jacqueline, in the mounting yard just as the horses cross the line. And I can also announce that Jennifer Hawkins will be playing the role of your wife. So I look forward to doing plenty of practice there with Jen.
I can see that comparison.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
What have you been drinking on the way up here, Sharky?
lots of coffee, Michael.
You got up very early.
You know, it doesn't go well with me.
I'm looking forward to getting our teeth stuck into both these meetings. But just quickly, overnight, finally, Winx has been officially rated the world's number one horse in
Stand
the Longines.
On her own
world
at the top?
Well, it's quite on her own.
You're not going to say
it's equal
you're not
with
Gunrunner.
Gunrunner. Oh. Now, we know Gunrunner, who won the World Cup, they've both been ranked on, 129, 5 points clear of West Coast.
What is the infatuation with dirt track horses?
So don't rate Gunrunner compared to Winx?
Is turf not the most widespread racing surface in the world? We can probably ask Matt Kamani that, because I'm just guessing. But I'm going to say it is.
Lucky enough, we've got Matt Kamani.
Oh, what a coincidence.
How are you, Matt?
Good, thanks, guys. How are
You've
you?
Got more international racing pedigree than either of us. Winx, Gunrunner, world equal 129. What do you think about that? Should Winx be out on her own?
Well, I think it's very difficult to tell. I think they're probably fair rankings. They're likely to never meet, so we'll probably never know. And I think people, when they look at it, they understand that one's on the dirt and one's on the turf, and they sort of look at them in their own light, I think. And you can quite clearly call Winx the best turf horse in the world without having a go at Gunrunner by any chance.
What I was surprised is that Happy Clapper is sitting number four for 121 with an equal rating for Redkirk Warriors winning the Lightning.
Well, yeah, that is a bit strange. So these ratings I just find completely strange. Oh, it doesn't seem to be based on anything other than the fact that a few handicappers get together and say, I reckon 121. Oh, I reckon 120. Oh, why don't we say 120? Well, that's about as technical as it gets.
Greg Carpenter's listening carefully.
Yeah, Greg knows. He knows.
Hey, Matty, thank you for taking time to join us on your home deck here. Looking forward to a couple of runners of yours at Flemington tomorrow. You've got two going around in race six. You've got Archery Peak, and you've also got a nice up-and-coming young stayer who bolted in last start, and I speak of Condamine. Who's your number one pick out of the two?
Well, I think Condamine's a bit more consistent. He's a horse that you can put your faith in, whereas Archery Peak can throw in some absolutely shocking runs. He's a horse that's not particularly
What happened last time?
Well, he's not particularly well coordinated, and if anything,
not great.
No,
for a
it's not
horse?
Ideal for an athlete
Was
at all.
Does he trip over all the time?
Well, if you watch him walk or trot, he's a bit sort of all over the place. And if anything knocks him, if he has to be asked to accelerate quickly from a standing start, like coming out of the barriers, or if he gets knocked as he's trying to come around the field that last start, particularly on a pace that's increasing, he just can't cope and he sort of half gives up. But Condamine's much more consistent, he's tougher, he's got a bit more mental stability as well. And so he would, but that's factored into the value of the respective prices.
Gee whiz. Well, do you want to be with the Yunko Galloper Sharky?
I'm just putting a line through
Archery Peak. Probably reminds you of your young football days.
Yes, it does actually. Just a bit goofy getting around. That Condamine sounds like the pick from the stable there.
And a little bit later in the day, you've got a nice sprinter going around who's probably stepping up in class. Do you give him any chance of maybe causing an upset?
She's a lovely filly.
She's Fielder Charlie.
Yeah, she's tough, and it's great for Domaine Thoroughbreds to have a run on a big day like that. And I think we're trying to make the most of this incentive, these big handicaps, where they're trying to go back slightly to the old handicap days where you'd get big spreads in the weights, and we're sort of making the most of that. She's carrying about 5 kilos less than anything else. She will find it tough. 1,200 metres for her is tough enough as it is, particularly down the straight at Flemington. But, you know, she's in there with a, hopefully a good chance at the weights. It is a handicap after all, they're meant to finish in a line together.
$150,000, these handicap races have been great for competitive racing. Just quickly, you and Sharky are going to go head-to-head next week at the Mornington Cup. You've got Edith James v... Kingswell Dream.
Well, he certainly looks like a very tough horse to beat. A bit of a jump from 18 to 24, but I'm sure the horse will handle that. I'm hoping that Etta James and her style, if we can get a good barrier, she can roll out in front. And at Mornington, it's a bit harder to come from behind, and with a little bit of bad luck on their part and a bit of good luck on our part.
You're not conceding, are you?
Not at all, no. Etta's tough as old boots, and she's getting better and better. I don't think I've had her fully fit for a single one of her starts. The deeper she gets into a prep, the better she gets. But this will be her last run, and hopefully we'll have a nice spring with her.
I do love Etta James. I think I've been the head of the cheerleading, social media cheerleading component for Etta James. So it's going to break my heart when Kingswell Dream just breezes past her. But look, there are more group races in store for her. I think you'll get her to a major cup during the spring.
I hope so. Hope you're right.
Maddie, thanks for taking the time to join us. You